You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Argentinian authorities to extradite Uruguayan member of death squad. Yesterday afternoon, Argentinian Supreme Court of Justice resolved in a unanimous way to extradite Uruguayan Nelson Bardesio, former police officer accused of being member of the death squad in the 70s. Almost 40 years after committing innumerable violations to human rights, Uruguayan authorities will finally interrogate former police photographer accused of forced disappearances and murder. Criminal court judge Graciela Eustaquio had requested his extradition in the framework of an investigation on Bardesio's involvement in the murder of social activists Héctor Castañeto, Manuel Ramos Filippini, Abel Ayala, and Ibero Gutierrez committed in 1971 and 1972. According to the extradition request, Bardesio Marzoa was member of Comando Casa Tupamaros and participated actively in it, concluded the Supreme Court of Justice as reported on the website of the Legal Information Center. In addition, the Supreme Court rejected the appeals filed by Jorge El Tigre Acosta, Eugenia Pestegui, Aldo Maver, and Miguel Ángel Rovira, also accused of violations to human rights in Argentina. Bardesio admitted being member of the death squad while he was kidnapped by Uruguayan guerrilla of the Movimiento de Liberación Nacional, MLN, in March 1972, and identified Armando Acosta y Lara, Víctor Castiglioni, Hugo Campos Armida, and Miguel Sofía, among others, as member of the illegal group. However, after he was released from the MLN People's Prison, Bardesio denied all his confessions. Bardesio was arrested by Interpol in July 2008 after an investigation carried out by Uruguayan newspaper Brecha, which managed to locate his house in Buenos Aires. In the case of Miguel Sofía, now in the US, fugitive from the Uruguayan authorities, an international arrest warrant against him will probably be issued.
You're listening to Real World News.